We pause in reverence before all intangible things that eyes see not, nor ears can detect, that hands can never touch, that space cannot hold, and time cannot measure. Fling wide the windows, O my soul, the bright beams of morning are warm. With these words by Sophia Lyon Foss, very pleased to welcome all of you here today. It's good to see you. We gather as a congregation, and well, I said last week as we begin a year in the life of our congregation, which we did, and we're kind of doing it now with our back to our usual order of service after having a very wonderful Sunday last week where we brought our portions of water to share and commissioned our religious education people who are now on their own journeys in their own classes today. I extend a special welcome this morning to any of you who are visiting with us, either for the first time or coming back from a previous visit, and we're especially grateful for your presence. We always want to keep our doors open for new people. We invite you to come join us for some coffee and conversation in the dining room and get to know us a little better. Come back and see us as often as you can. If you're interested in pursuing membership in this congregation, you can sign up to make an appointment with either myself and our membership coordinator, Sherry Woolsey. Or if you just want some information about who we are and what we're about, stop by our newcomers table. Someone can be to greet you there and hopefully explain all that to you. I'm sure they will. Do we have people here for the first time, visitors? Just raise your hand so we can see who you are. Down here, back there, and about a bunch of folks over there. Welcome. It's wonderful to have all of you here today. John Sanders will light our chalice this morning.
National Council of Unitarian and Universalists has a monthly series of global chalice lightings. This month, we're joining congregations around the world who use the following reason for at least one worship service during September. And this chalice lighting was submitted by the Australian and New Zealand Unitarian Association and was written by Eric McCullough. Just as the sun bathes us in its light, its warmth, and its love, so may the spirit of this chalice bless us with truth, life, and love.